Between President Trump and House Democrats over his tweets about four female lawmakers is drawing the outlines of next year's elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's being framed as racist versus socialist. The president says he has no regrets about his tweets telling the women to go back where they came from, and says he's winning the resulting fight.
I'm enjoying it because I have to get the word out to the American people.
Saying Democrats are going so far left, they'll fall off a cliff. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president's words were racist, and it's all a bid to create what she calls a fog around the real issues facing him.
He's a great distractor.
She's urging Democrats not to fall for it.
With all due respect, let's not waste our time on that.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The House of Representatives has voted to block a resolution to impeach President Trump, effectively killing the measure for now, but not burying the issue that has divided Democrats.
On this vote, the yeas are 332 and the nays are 95, with one answering present. The motion is adopted.
The resolution's sponsor, Democratic Representative Al Green, was seeking to capitalize on growing criticism of President Trump after the president's recent attacks on the minority congresswomen. Green had failed twice before to get an impeachment resolution passed, but Wednesday marked the first time the full House had addressed the matter since Democrats took the majority earlier this year. Several civil rights groups Wednesday filed a motion for a temporary restraining order to block the Trump administration's new asylum rule, which took effect Tuesday. The new rule would categorically bar asylum for migrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border without applying for and being denied asylum in any country they pass through on their way to the United States. This is VOA News. The United States is officially removing Turkey from its F-35 stealth fighter jet program after Ankara accepted the Russian delivery of its S-400 missile defense system. Ellen Lord is the Pentagon's chief weapons buyer.
The U.S. and other F-35 partners are aligned in this decision to suspend Turkey from the program and initiate the process to formally remove Turkey from the program.
U.S. officials believe that NATO ally Turkey's decision to use Russian advanced radar technology could compromise the alliance's military systems in the country. The S-400 could potentially be used to target NATO jets in Turkey, including the U.S.-made F-35. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola epidemic in DR Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the outcome of an emergency committee meeting at WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Although the committee has declared Ebola to be a global health emergency, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says WHO does not recommend any restrictions on travel or trade.
Closing borders could have disastrous consequences for the lives and livelihoods of the people who cross the border.
WHO warns insecurity due to conflict in North Kivu and Ituri provinces, as well as tepid international financial support, are main threats to stopping the Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Drug overdose deaths fell in the United States in 2018 for the first time in 20 years. That's according to federal health officials on Wednesday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report about 69,000 deaths in 2018. That's compared to little more than 72,000 the year before. Officials cite the drop in deaths from opioids as a top reason. Former Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has received a sentence that will see him spend the rest of his life in prison. The 62-year-old Guzman was convicted in February of trafficking tons of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana as a top leader of a Mexico cartel. It is one of the country's largest and most violent drug dealing groups. Again, former Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo. Sentence that will see him spend the rest of his life in prison. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the the hits and more right here on VOA.